Welcome to this edition of Chamber Chat, and I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber. For all things with the Chamber of Commerce, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And for all things banking, First Southwest Bank, Paul Broderick, how are you?
Doing great, Jack.
Well, thanks first off for coming in. I think you got voluntold.
Yes.
Yes, but you're here, and I appreciate that. Yeah, you're just nodding your head like, yeah, okay, whatever. So, First Southwest Bank, you guys were instrumental, I'm going to say, in leading all the, the PPP funding and all the things that we experienced during COVID. But I want to kind of bring people up to speeds. We'll talk about the CDFI here in a minute, but what's going on right now at First Southwest Bank? You got money to lend?
Oh, yeah, we got tons of money to lend. And speaking of PPP, we wound up doing $99 million in loans.
Wow.
To 1,500 small businesses in Colorado. And our average loan size was only $63,000.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You did a lot of loans. We did our second phase of PPP funding. Second phase, once they opened up the... to 501c6s, and we ended up, turn my phone off there. We ended up getting a loan through you guys, and it was great working with you.
Yeah, we partnered with an online provider, and we actually did all of those loans without any paper, all remote signatures. No one came into the bank.
Wow. And so, obviously, through COVID, you were able to pivot, which is the most overused word of 2020, and continue, as is, business as normal, so to speak.
Yes.
Wow, and $99 million. That's impressive. Now, is that all First Southwest branches or just Durango?
That's all of First Southwest Bank.
Okay. So you guys are in, from Alamosa, throughout the San Luis Valley, on over to Cortez and places in between.
Yeah, Pagosa, Durango, Sawatch.
And if... let me ask you this. If somebody is looking for business loans, do they come in and talk to you, Paul, or how should they engage for Southwest Bank in, whether it's financing or they're working with Region 9 and, Region 9 is doing Bridge Gap. They're putting some of their own equity in and you available to help them out?
Yes. Anything over in on the western slope of Colorado, I'm the commercial lender.
Okay. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Give me a call at the branch and set up an appointment at the Durango branch.
That's 375-1100.
Correct.
Look at that. I wasn't even looking at anything. Are you impressed?
I am. I don't even know if I know that number. I never really call it.
well, that's, I've called it a few times, obviously. What else? What are some of the other things that, you guys experienced, during the PPP funding and all of that?
What we experienced.
Well, what stands out in your mind that you guys were able to take care of for your customers and non-customers?
Well, really, it was at that point, everything kind of shut down. And so it was all PPP for several months there. That was what the banks were focused on, and that's what all the small businesses were. So we just dropped everything and processed all those PPP loans.
Did you find that, were there ever instances where, somebody was turned down and then you had to, help them reconstruct or reconfigure the loan application so they would qualify?
Yes, and we have a lot of loan programs at the bank. So if they don't fit in one box, so to speak, we have probably 20 different loan boxes to fit people in, different programs that are either in the bank or in the First Southwest Community Fund, which is our affiliated nonprofit that we started.
Now talk about that, because that seems to be very unique to the banking world, having a foundation within the bank.
It is. And that nonprofit is able to, as a CDFI bank, First Southwest Bank is able to access capital that other banks are unable to. But then the nonprofit actually has access to even more capital. So they can go out and raise funds from government entities as well as from private foundations. So we have funding from the Gates Foundation, a couple of the Walmart family foundations that are based here in Colorado have helped us start specific loan programs.
And how did you become a CDFI, and what does CDFI stand for?
It's a Community Development Financial Institution.
Okay.
And there are only about 120 CDFI banks in the country.
Oh, wow.
And there's only one other CDFI bank in the state of Colorado.
Okay.
We're the only one in the Four Corners area.
And how'd you get that designation?
Well, the San Luis Valley is home to three persistent poverty areas within Colorado.
Okay.
And so that helped. And then we're a mission-driven bank. So our mission is financial education, job creation, business development. And, you know, so a lot of our programs are geared toward fulfilling that mission.
And if somebody is looking, let's say they've tried different traditional loan routes, and maybe they haven't been able to get a loan, possibly the CDFI is another avenue that could, you know, provide them with that funding that they're needing.
Yes, and we partner with our nonprofit, as well as other nonprofits in mm-hmm. the area, such as Region 9 Economic Development. And if we're unable to do the entire request as a bank, if it's not bankable, so to speak, we can tap into our a nonprofit lender to kind of bridge that gap and make an unbankable credit bankable.
Okay. Now, you've been doing commercial loan lending for, I mean, basically your entire career, am I right?
Yes. It's over 20 years here in Durango.
Wow. And so I want to ask you, Paul, what is it, if you know, I have people all the time will say, I want to start a business. So I always say, do you have a business plan? That's right. You know, start with. And, you know, is this just a hobby that you want to turn into a business? What are some of the things with all of your experience that you would recommend, whether it's like top three things that people need to know before they go into business? Because you've seen a lot of loan applications, you know, come through your desk.
I'd say a plan always helps. One of the most important things that I look for is passion.
Okay.
If you're not passionate about your business and what you're doing, you're not going to have that drive to put in the work to make it successful.
And so with the passion, what about having, you know, I'm going to say the sweat equity or the skin in the game, you know, obviously you get the passion, let's say that's in place. What is it they need to have as part of that funding mechanism? Because I bet you like seeing somebody that says, hey, I'm going to start a business, it's $100,000, and I have $40,000 of my own money to put in.
Yeah, cash always helps.
cash is king, isn't it?
Call it cashing.
Yeah, yeah. Passion for the cashing, I like that. And then can you sit down? Can someone come in and talk with you and tap into your expertise and help guide that passion and be able to say, and you know, and you shoot holes in it, you know, and I guess it would be constructive criticism to be able to tell somebody, you know, maybe what if you do this, take this a different direction?
Absolutely. We and actually, as a CDFI bank, we provide a lot of financial counseling for free. And I have some stats on that.
Yeah,
it's actually,
please.
Let's see, last year we did over 1,700 hours of financial counseling to more than 1,600 individuals. And over the last 5 years, it's almost 4,500 hours, over 7,000 people.
Wow.
I think it's never too early to go in and start that relationship with a banker. A lot of businesses make the mistake of trying to get their plan perfect.
Right.
And they delay until they go in and talk to the bank. They think that they're just going to get this neat little package together and go into the bank and get a loan. And it's getting a commercial loan is more of a process, and it's a lot more involved than traditional consumer lending, such as mortgages or car loans.
Right.
Very relationship driven. And getting in front of your bank early and kind of working with them to come up with the capital stack that'll make your to launch your business is a good idea.
Well, and I would think that, you know, because you've seen so many different types of, you know, businesses come through your career as well as First Southwest Bank, that you're able to say, have you thought of doing it this way? Or what if you did this approach for whether it's retail or production manufacturing and being able to offer those that expertise that you've seen?
Yes. And referrals, you know, how you structure the business entity, you know, maybe getting in front of people early on
mm-hmm.
and using the banker as one of your advisors as you develop that plan.
So, and I always say to people, you know, get in, have your advisory team. Obviously, the banker, I always throw in an insurance person, you know, an attorney, even a marketing professional, and some others that you have that you can go to. Because, like you say, that relationship starting it early. Because if you go in and say, all right, here's my, yeah, here's my package, and this is what I want, and you're like, well, that's not going to work, and here's why.
Yes.
And go ahead.
And you forgot the CPA.
Yes. Oh, the CPA. That is the other one I forgot. Absolutely. Yeah, I did forget that one. I'm going to be in so much trouble with Casey Lynch. If he's listening, he's going to scream at me. But no, yeah, you're absolutely right. A CPA. Yeah.
And things, like I said, commercial loans can be a process. We do a lot of SBA lending outside of the PPP program.
Mm-hmm.
And those loans are take a little bit longer to process sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not so much because of the paperwork, but just because of the types of loans that wind up in SBA loan programs are a little more challenging. Mm-hmm. We're actually a preferred SBA lender, which means we approve our loans in-house.
Oh,
so okay. We don't have to send them off to the SBA. And we were the 2020 SBA Colorado Rural Lender of the Year.
Oh, wow. Congrats. And
we are the top SBA lender in the state that is Colorado-based.
Really?
Yep.
So you guys are, on top of all the CDFI, wow, you guys are doing a lot.
Yeah.
That's but amazing.
With SBA loans, we do a lot of business acquisitions, mm-hmm. and those typically don't fit in the normal banker box.
Okay.
You know, if someone is going to sell their business, that process can take a long time to put together. We recently did a large business acquisition mm-hmm. here in Durango, and it was an employee buyout where a group of employees got together mm-hmm. and bought that business out. They started that process 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Before it finally closed.
Well, no, and I always tell people when they're starting a business, have your exit strategy in place, you know, literally as part of your business plan. People go, what do you mean? I don't want to sell my business. I haven't even opened it yet. I said, no, you know, because the business, what is that? What is it that you want to get out of it? Is it you want to build a business and then you want to sell it and retire, or build a business, sell it to employees, then start another business? But having your exit strategy in place is so important.
Yeah, and if someone is thinking about selling their business, that's something you need to start that process years in advance to get your books in order, talk to your CPA, talk to your banker, and kind of lay the foundation so that when the time does come, you'll get, you know, it'll be a smoother process and you'll get more money out of it.
Well, and I also think, too, given, you know, evaluation done by whether it's the SBDC or other professionals like yourself to really look at the numbers, you know, because sometimes people may say, yeah, I had this $100,000 in sale, but I think it's worth $1 million. It's like, well, where's that valuation come in? That's a lot of blue sky.
Yeah, a lot of passionate business owners, their small business is their baby.
Yeah.
And sometimes they do think it's worth a lot more than it really is. So it's important to talk to someone, get a valuation on the business, get a real value, and then also talk to a banker and understand what it would take to sell it.
Yeah. And then along the lines, are you still with the SBDC as an advisor?
Yes, I am.
You're on the board? Yeah. You're on the board or as an advisor or both?
It's I'm on the advisory board.
Okay. Yeah, because I've seen you at some of those meetings when I can make it.
Yes. I've been involved in that for probably 15 years.
Along with the SBDC?
Yes.
Wow. So, again, if somebody wants to reach out to you, are you available, you know, I'm going to say for that consulting and the financial consulting and business consulting?
Yeah, I'm not an official advisor through the SBDC, okay. But as far as banking goes, just contact me at First Southwest Bank, and I'd be happy to sit down with you.
What's your email?
paul.broderick@fswb.com.
All right, one more time.
Paul.broderick, B-R-O-D-E-R-I-C-K, @fswb.com.
All right. People can find you, obviously, look up, or give us a call at the chamber. We'll hunt you down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see, this went fast, right? 15 minutes is up.
That was 15 minutes. Wow.
Well, we're at, yeah. 14 minutes, 28 seconds, so we got to wrap it up. Again, check it all out at First Southwest Bank. They're a CDFI, one of two CDFI banks in Colorado, and you have so many loan opportunities, and give you guys a shout, and you're there to help people get their businesses.
And also look up the First Southwest Community Fund.
That's another hat.
That's our nonprofit. Then all of our loan programs are listed on that website.
All right. Will you come back?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's go fishing. All right. Nah, we won't do that. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.